Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. What a great week. What a great week. Started out Tuesday. Got a call Sunday or Monday, can't remember, from my buddy Bill Krim, M&A Guide Service up in, Manchester, Northern Carroll County. So you got a hot field, last day's coming up, you want to go? Sure. We were done by 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Done. 21 birds on the ground, 4 banded birds. We had a great time. We had just a terrific time. And there were plenty of birds. Plenty of birds coming in, and plenty of birds still coming in when we left. So I want to thank my buddy Bill for the invitation and a great goose shoot. Just three of us. 21 birds. And made a couple lucky shots. So it was good. It was good. So I got enough goose breast in the freezer for the next month or two. I'll probably be sharing that with some good friends and who like geese. And so it was good. Then a group of us are preparing to lease a property in Dorchester County. We went to, that was Tuesday, we goose hunted. Wednesday, we went to the Eastern Shore, and we brushed some blinds and actually saw a sika deer on the property, which was pretty cool because I didn't know if sika were there. Just based on where the property was, I suspected they might be, and I don't think there's a terrific amount. I think there's probably a few more whitetails, but we got together and thanked my buddies for coming out and helping. Took Jacob down. He did a little work with us, and then caught some fish, so that was good. Then I worked the rest of the week. But it was very good. Spent hours and hours and hours preparing for the show, as I always do. You can reach me online by calling us. You can reach us during the show by calling 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you. You can actually dictate the direction the way the show goes today. I've got some stuff here that hopefully you'll comment on and be interested in. But if you'd like to open up your own topic, you're certainly welcome to do that today. Email, especially active venue, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Just like to know you're out there listening. We heard from several of our listeners on the internet a couple of weeks ago, which was pretty cool, from Ohio and West Virginia and New York and Pennsylvania. So that was pretty cool. So if you're listening outside our normal realm on the internet live, you're welcome to email and be a part of the show. If you have any questions or any comments, we'd love to hear from you. And I monitor that right here at my fingertips, and I can answer you on the air. I can answer you, via email during the break. I noted some things during the course of the week from our Department of Natural Resources, from the illustrious and award-winning Office of Communications and Budget. The thing that caught my eye the most. Communication and marketing, excuse me. When I say budget, I didn't mean to say that. But this is kind of interesting to me. Maryland's online hunter safety course is now narrated in Spanish. Maryland's online hunter safety course, provided through hunter-ed.com, now features professional narration in Spanish. The Maryland Natural Resources Police is also working to establish Maryland Hunter Education classroom courses for Spanish-speaking students. It has been a continuing concern for the NRP Safety Education Program to reach our Hispanic community. This is a large step in the right direction, said Lieutenant Joe Offer. We're looking forward to the recruitment of Spanish-speaking instructor teams who can provide hunter safety classroom courses on a regular basis. And then it goes on to tell us what everybody knows, that for an individual to obtain a hunting license, they're required to take the hunting safety course. And the online hunter safety course is available at www.hunter-ed.com/Maryland. To take the online course in Spanish, when a student registers, they must select the ES button at the top right of the first page and then click play. Caught my note, especially due to its placement in the list of in the list of press releases. And then the next day, DNR celebrates Hispanic Heritage. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is celebrating. Yeehaw! At 12 p.m. on October 3rd, with a program featuring Commissioner Hector Manzano of the Maryland Commission on Hispanic Affairs. All are welcome to attend this free event, taking place in room C1 of the Taos State Office Building at Taylor Avenue. Commissioner Hector Manzano will keynote his work experience in various environmental areas, give his perspectives on the value of workforce diversity and cultural competency, and engage in a dialogue with DNR employees on the environment and good community health imperatives. And there will be a light lunch. Mr. Manzano is a pollution control analyst and the Department of Public Works Hispanic Community Liaison for Environmental Services within the Baltimore City government. Manzano, a native of Venezuela, resides in Baltimore City and is an instructor at Baltimore County Community College. DNR, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Maryland's online hunter safety course now narrated in Spanish. All these followed, however, an announcement by the Maryland Natural Resources Police, which was brought to my attention before last week's show, and we did mention some of this, but this one was first. So it was. Maryland Natural Resources Police is continuing to step up enforcement to stop commercial and recreational fishermen from illegally catching striped bass and punishing offenders to the fullest extent of the law. Officers have charged numerous individuals with catching undersized striped bass. While our state, our partners, and our citizens diligently working to restore and protect the bay, using our resources responsibly, a few bad apples make it difficult for everyone. Our new progressive penalty system allows for the just and due penalization for those who repeatedly show blatant disregard for our natural resources. And those people would include, in this press release, Lester Melendez Dominguez, Obed Jonathan Sanchez Rivera, 10 undersized striped bass, Jose Aldalberto Zelala Rivas, for possession of 11 undersized striped bass, Jose Gonzalez, Efrain Guerra, Victorio Gonzalez Hernandez, Alvin Noel Rodriguez, 237 striped bass. That would be Roger Mauricio Nosalak Portilla, possession of 20 undersized striped bass, and Brenda Adale Villagran Acevedo of Hyattsville, for the undersized possession of 11 undersized striped bass. However, our hunter safety education course is going to be presented in Spanish now and celebrating Spanish Hispanic Heritage Month. Just prior to Election Day, November 6th, however, where the Maryland version of the DREAM Act passed by our General Assembly is on the ballot, simply allows illegal aliens, undocumented workers, excuse me, to do in-state tuition with certain conditions and other benefits. Just thought you'd like to know that all came from the Department of Natural Resources, except the music. I mean, the music is I Fought the Law and the Law Won. That is for our violators of recreational fisheries laws. And, well, there was some other music there. Let's talk to Tom in South Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Not bad, Mr. Ellis. Just caught the beginning of your show, so I don't know.
Well, it just started.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. I don't know your opinion on the topic that you broached relative to the Hispanic courses.
I just bring the news.
Right, right. I look at the issue as being discriminatory against people of other languages.
Well, it's not offered in Russian, is it?
It's not offered in Russian. It's not offered in so many other languages.
Right, exactly.
My grandparents immigrated here from Czechoslovakia and were very proud to learn the American language. And I think
that would be English.
Yes, sir. And I think that they would have thought it outrageous that the United States would provide for them special circumstances, special courses to teach them.
Let me look here and see if the Hunter Safety Education course is narrated in Czechoslovakian. Nope.
And I think a bigger issue would be, why in the world would we want to not come together and rather segregate ourselves by having all these different languages? Wouldn't that...
Well, here's my question.
Yeah.
Now, with the Department of Natural Resources compass system, to obtain a fishing license or to obtain a hunting license, you must provide a Social Security number. How's that going to work out?
Well,
why do you think all these people were charged with possession of undersized rockfish? Why do you think they're charged not charged with possessing a fishing license?
Well, I'll tell you.
I think it would point out a glaring fact in our system that there are people functioning in our society who are, shall we say, undocumented workers.
True, and they say ignorance of the law is no excuse, but I would bet
And I think
you,
that's probably why they're offering the course.
And I bet you in a court of law, though, I bet you they get away with it.
Well, we don't know about that because they're pretty tough on striped bass. Now, I didn't see anybody here catching illegal white perch, crappies, carp, catfish, any of that. This was all basically in one location. People coming there, NRP setting on a location and catching these individuals. Now, personally, if you let three people catch and kill 237 undersized striped bass before you catch them, that to me is, I'm not sure that the officer just rolled up and they had 237 striped bass in the cooler.
Right.
Three people. Just not sure that's going to happen. I mean, it's amazing to me, but
and more importantly, how do we afford this with this economy these days? How do we afford these programs when people struggle to eat and put food on the table?
Oh, well, I have a story about that too.
Love to hear it.
You're not going to like it. You are not going to like it.
Please tell. Pray tell.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here shortly, but on September 14th, the Office of Management and Budget, this is on the federal level, released its recommendations for budget cuts that include withholding parts of the Sport Fish Recreation and Boating Trust Fund. A move that would have significant impact on fisheries conservation and the jobs it supports. OMB's action was triggered by the failure of Congress and the administration to enact a plan to reduce the deficit by $1.2 trillion as required by the Budget Control Act of 2011. The angling and boating community was shocked to learn that for the first time in its 62-year history, the Sport Fish Restoration and Boating Trust Fund, the backbone of fisheries conservation in the United States, is recommended for a cut under sequestration totaling $34 million, said Gordon Robertson, who I think we've had on the air here in the past. Gordon's a good guy. Vice President of the American Sport Fishing Association.
Well, let's hear it for our elected officials who are helping to make this great country the melting pot that we thought it could be.
Have you ever heard of the Dingell Johnson Act? Have you ever heard of the Wallet Bro Funds? Do you know what that is?
No idea. I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, no. No, they're good things, actually. Dingell Johnson is actually now the Wildlife Restoration Fund, and Wallet Bro. These are funds named after the congressman who brought them to the attention of the entire Congress and had them be able to be passed. Wallet Bro is now the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. And I've explained this many times on this program, but for one more occasion, I could be glad to do that. When you and I go fishing and we purchase fishing tackle and rods and reels, there is an excise tax collected at the manufacturing level of approximately 11%. It also is included in some motorboat fuels. Okay, that fund of 11%, those taxes, that money goes through the IRS and is funneled back to the states based on a formula based on their license sales. And this is how many fisheries programs are funded. Primarily fisheries management programs are funded through the Sport Fish Restoration Fund. Okay?
Okay.
It started, the Sport Fish Restoration Act of 1950 placed federal excise tax on all recreational fishing equipment. And 1984, the act was amended to include part of federal gasoline tax attributable to motorboat use. The annual value of that trust for fisheries management nationwide is $650 million. This is paid for by you and I. Every time you buy a single fishing hook, 11% of the value of that hook goes into this fund. So you imagine, multiply that by all the fishing tackle, rods and reels, motorboat fuel sold in the country, that excise tax, again, at the manufacturing level and a tax level, in the example of motorboat fuel, is collected. Goes through the IRS and into a fund that, again, funnels back to the states on a formula basis based on population, hunting license sales, or fishing license sales, things like that. That's the old Wallet Bro Act, okay?
Everybody a little depressed. Thanks for heightening that.
Oh, well, on the other side, on the hunting side, is the Pittman-Robertson Act, which has transferred now into the Wildlife Restoration Fund. That's the same excise tax on archery gear, bows and arrows, all firearms, all ammunition. That fund is used for wildlife restoration, purchase of public property, and hunter education programs.
Ah.
Okay?
More money out of my wallet.
Wait a minute. It's a good thing if you're a hunter and a fisherman. It's a good thing. We are a self-funded entity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that comes from us. That's not... It's just there. You don't even know it, okay? It's just there. The manufacturers pay it.
I thought the funds were being commingled, but I understand now.
No, they're not commingled. But now this administration, the Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget, they want to get their greasy little fingers on $34 million of the money that we paid. For what purpose?
Wealth.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom. Sure, hey, thanks. Look, I got to take a break. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. Have a good day. There we go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Kotobo Crossbows. What a nice crossbow. It's a recurve crossbow. I know Chuck Matasek, the founder of that organization, heck of a nice guy, attended the Naval Academy, lives here in Pennsylvania, very active guy. Clyde sells Kotobo crossbows. Clyde also sells Parker crossbows, the Gale Force, the Tomahawk, the Tornado F4, And the one I want to tell you about, focus on a little bit, is the Challenger. It's a crossbow setup for youngsters and ladies. It's a little undersized, a little lighter, a little easier to work. You might want to look think about that. They also sell vertical bows by Diamond and Parker. And with the Thompson Center being the key muzzleloader at Clyde Sports Shop, they can get you ready for muzzleloader season today. The Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, they've got the largest selection of Thompson Center muzzleloaders in the country. Clyde Sports Shop, in Maryland. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. There's a link on EllisOutdoors.com, which is my website here for the Outdoors and Radio Show. They're open 7 days a week. Complete gunsmithing services, scope mounting, bore sighting. They do it all. Clyde's Sports Shop.
Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks, Maryland's Eastern Shore's home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right. Let's talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
What's up?
All right. I told you I was going to call you, but goose hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went. This is the first time we went early goose. So.
Oh, I know who you are. Yeah, how'd you like that up there?
Oh, that was wild.
We hunted the same field that you hunted. You hunted it Saturday, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we hunted it Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same field, same spot.
Oh man, that was
a lot of geese, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I mean, I think early season. I don't think the geese are as bright.
come- you hope not.
They come in, you know, they're not as spooky, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you guys spooked a few of them because We took some pairs and singles. We had the first one to come in was a single.
Right, that's exactly where we are.
Yep, snuck in, and we were sitting back in the corn. I think you guys were in layout blinds, if I remember right.
Right, right.
Yeah, we snuck back in the corn in a couple of rows and ambushed them from in there, and the first one came in very quiet, and we got that one. But and we took, you know, a couple shots here and there, but you know how you were sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear geese coming from every direction.
Oh, it was too much.
You know, behind us, to the left, behind us, to the right, behind us, right directly in back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the other guy, Bruce, that was sitting there with me, and I said, Bruce, we're about to get covered up. And boy, did we. And oh, I think we took 9 or 10 out of that toll.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was unreal.
Now, you know, you can unplug your shotgun in that early goose season.
Right, right.
And we didn't do that. I didn't do that. I don't know if the other guys did or not, but I just did my three shots and done. I figured if I can't kill them in three, I'm not going to kill them in five.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have been done earlier if we'd have done that. But Brandon, you remember Brandon, he did an excellent job at calling and setting the decoys. And
right.
He did pretty well. So, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it was too much. I mean, it was just...
Yep. Well, did your son have a good time and Willie have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
That was Willie's first time ever hunting.
Really?
Really.
He probably loved that, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's hooked now.
Good. Well, we got the picture. Oh, that's very nice, and we'll take care of that for you.
All right.
All right, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. See you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bill was there. Bill was there on Saturday and the last Saturday of the season, and we showed up on Tuesday and had just as many geese come in and that type of thing. Let me continue with this Sportfish Restoration Fund threat. Recreational fishing adds $125 billion each year. $125 billion. That's the entire recreational fishing. Realm, $125 billion a year to the nation's economy and supports more than 1 million jobs. Since its inception, the Sportfish Restoration Act has pumped $7 billion paid by anglers, nobody else, no taxpayers, no taxpayer public money. I'm talking about money that is paid by participants in the sport. You and I, when we go fishing, when you buy a lure, when you buy line, when you buy rods and reels, when you buy fish hooks, it automatically has been added by the manufacturer to support the sport. We pay as we go as sportsmen. Two ways that our Department of Natural Resources Fishery Service is funded. For recreational angling. Commercial angling is a whole different animal. Recreational angling. Two ways. License sales and Sportfish Restoration Funds. Has pumped $7 billion in the last 60-some years into habitat restoration, access, and boating safety programs. That's just on the fishing side. The hunting side is more than that. So, the administration wants to get its grubby little fingers on $34 million worth of money that you and I have voluntarily paid to support our sport. I'm outraged by this. I am outraged by this. And I think that anglers should be outraged by this, but I do not hear any outcry other than the warning from Gordon Robertson, who's president or vice president of the American Sport Fishing Association. The Sportfish Restoration and Boating Trust Fund's older sibling, the Wildlife Restoration Act of 1936, which I just mentioned earlier, after which the Sportfish Trust Fund was patterned, is slated for a $31 million freeze. That act is funded by hunters and men and women who engage in the shooting sports and archery who pay a similar tax to support wildlife restoration. Our Department of Natural Resources is funded in two ways. License sales, wildlife division, hunting, that runs the hunting stuff, wildlife restoration fund is one. The other one is license sales. So that's why it's key to continue to bring people into the sport so that we can continue to have the science done by the biologist on boots on the ground to support our wildlife management and support, you know, bag limits and season dates and things like that that give a lot of opportunities to hunters. And I'm talking about waterfowl, I'm talking about deer, I'm talking about small game, I'm talking about big game, you name it. So we have for the very first time, we have an administration that thinks that $65 million that they had nothing to do with should be used to promote some kind of program that they decide rather than what the states decide. I'm pissed, to be honest with you. We ask you to go to keepamericafishing.org, www.keepamericafishing.org, for information about when Congress may act and when anglers should speak up to maintain critical conservation funding. I'd like to hear your comments on that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. But wait, there's more. There's hope. There's a sportsman's rally today in Wisconsin. No, I'm sorry, it's not in Wisconsin, it's Columbus, Ohio. Today, the Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, vice presidential candidate, he will address the sportsmen from across the Midwest at the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance 16th Annual Save Our Heritage Rally. The event, which is sponsored by the Ithaca Gun Company, will be held at the Aladdin Shrine Center in Columbus, Ohio. One lucky attendant will walk away with a deed to an 18-acre tract of southeastern Ohio hunting land made possible by the B&N Coal Company of Dexter City, Ohio. And there's more in that type of thing, as far as the winning and that type of thing. But the event has been brought together by sportsmen throughout the Midwest for 15 years. Bud Pidgeon is the USSA president, CEO. It's known as a can't-miss event, and this year's no exception. Doors for the event open at 3 o'clock. Everyone present will receive a single entry into the grand prize drawing for the 18 acres of hunting land. You must be there to win. But speaker of the day is vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, speaking to sportsmen at a big rally. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin is a very, very active hunter. He made news this week. Oh, he got a lot of disgust from people in the news media that he bought his 10-year-old daughter a camo hunting outfit. Oh, yes. They were highly incensed that he would subject her to that. After all, I mean, it's, you know, it's like torture to take a kid hunting. It's horrible. Paul Ryan knows the inner workings of Washington. Paul Ryan, our vice presidential candidate on the Republican side, was a former chairman on the House side of the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus. And I seriously think that if the Romney-Ryan team is elected, that the sportsman's issues will come to the front burner. There won't be the budget cuts that are proposed by this administration. Unfortunately, we've got October, November, December. We've got an election in 30-some days, November. And then we have Congress that meets in a lame duck session. And a lot of damage can be done in a lame duck session. So we will try to keep you informed on these issues if you care. If you care about it. Let's talk to Richard in Glen Burnie. Hey, Richard, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's up?
About the hunter safety course in Spanish. If you take it and you pass it and you get your hunt license, and you're an illegal immigrant, do you have to pay like a non-resident hunt license, or can you get a non-country license passed that they got to pay more to shoot our deer? Because
hey, you know what? I like that idea. I'm not sure. But I mean, if you're an undocumented worker, where are you getting a Social Security number to buy the license?
I don't know. I mean,
hey, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions around this, man.
Oh yeah.
It's all to pander.
Absolutely.
To a particular ethnic group who is increasing its population in this state.
Yep.
This sanctuary state, the Baltimore City, the sanctuary city, where no police funds will be authorized to even ask a person's question about his immigration status, according to the mayor.
Well, if you go to Tacoma Park, they have completely taken over even the government there. And at Cassidy, Maryland, we rebuilt a couple million dollar mansion and gave it to them with state money for the Hispanics to, you know, basically lobby for illegal immigration.
You know, buddy, Richard, I don't have a single problem with a person who goes through the process to come into this country. I don't care what ethnicity. Not a single problem.
Absolutely.
Not a single problem. And I will tell you something. I have witnessed them on my property. I have witnessed the tree workers that trim the trees from around the lines, how hard they work. The whole crew is Hispanic. Okay. I've had a Hispanic crew put a new roof on my house through the contractor. They worked in a day. They stripped off the old two layers of shingles and replaced it with a brand new roof. Everything was picked up. I think I found one roofing nail and maybe one little bracket somewhere around the property, but everything was cleaned up. I do not take anything away from these folks as far as their skills, as far as their ability, as far as their drive. What I do mind is the fact that they participate in our society and they improve our society. They improve their way of life, but they just don't do it according to the law.
Right. Well, they're good.
And I'm not putting them all in one bag. I'm not putting them all in one bag. I'm just saying there are those who do that. And when you throw open the floodgates, when you throw open the borders, you are going to bring some really bad actors in. If you recall the children that were beheaded here in Baltimore number of years ago, if you recall some of the crimes that they're dealing with in Montgomery County from the gangs and so forth. So,
right.
All right. Appreciate your call, Richard.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Somebody asked for my opinion. There it was. Have a good one. Hey, we got to take a break. Got to tell you about Bayline Exit Glen Burnie. Oh, I always like talking about Bayline Exit Glen Burnie. Bobby's a good guy. Bobby Hawkins. He's got a great product there. Spray-on bedliner. You know, I've had a Linex bedliner in the truck, I guess, 8 years. Maybe a little longer. I don't even know. It's been a while. New truck has one. The old truck had one from its inception. And, yeah, you can't kill them. I mean, it locks out all the water, so there's no rust. No rust at all in your truck bed, which certainly increases the resale value no matter what you haul in it. And the stuff is tough. I mean, you can throw an ATV in there. You can put ladders in there. You can put toolboxes in there. You can put tree stands in there. You can put anything, jaggy and sharp in there, and that bed is protected. You can haul fuel. If you get some gasoline leak out from, you know, filling your lawnmower or whatever, it's not going to hurt it. It cleans up just perfectly at the local car wash. Yep. Linex bedliners also have a limited lifetime. They have a nationwide lifetime warranty. Let's put it that way. And the Linex brand bedliners are rated number one across the country. The Bay Linex folks can also come to your job, your home, your business, your farm, and apply the proper Linex coating to things like underground tanks and secondary containment, even styrofoam. No problem. Trailers, cattle trailers, horse trailers. Why not give them a call at 789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Or go online to Baylinex, BAYLINEX.com. And Bobby Hawkins is the man to talk to. And what else did I want to tell you about? Oh, where they're located, 400 Arundel Corporation Road. That's in Glen Burnie, just off Beltway Exit 3A or Ritchie Highway North. You can get there, and you can find out how to get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card when you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured
in an aerosol spray. Now, the buck bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Hey, let me tell you about Tochterman's. If you like to go fishing, you need to go to Tochterman's. Why? Well, Tochterman's is all fishing all the time. Tochterman's has over 1,000 fishing rods on display. They're there in the racks. You can pick them up. You can touch them. You can shake them. You can bend the tip. You can do whatever you need to do to figure out what fishing rod works best for you. Now, rather than go through them one at a time, you can simply ask one of the experts there on hand which fishing rod which fishing rod it works best for my type of fishing. I want to fish for blue catfish on the Potomac. I want to fish for puppy drum along the banks of the Chesapeake Bay. I want to fish for white perch. I want to fish for crappie. Well, they can help you out with all that and direct you right to the different rods and reels and all different budgets and all different prices from top to bottom. That's why there are so many rods. Now, there are also about 600 or 700 fishing reels to match those fishing rods. That's right. They've got them all. There's a great room upstairs for lure making with, you know, jig molds and hooks for jig molds and fly tying materials and things like that. There's a fly fishing section that's got the waders and the hip boots and the fly rods and reels and all the vests and attendant equipment with fly fishing. They can put line on your reels. They can fix your reels and do a great, great reel lube with high-tech stuff. They clean everything out. They put a high-tech lube in it, and your reel works better than it did when you brought it in. They do rod repair. I got to tell you, Tochterman's been around a long time, and because of their service is what serves their longevity. 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. Since 1916, Tochterman's has been the first choice of Baltimore fishermen and fishermen around the world. 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Luskin solving mainstream media prediction of Obama re-election. Surprise, surprise. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree, he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on.
Pass it on, brother. Yep. Oh, there is a message out there for Spanish fishermen I'd like to, Hispanic fishermen I'd like to pass on. Junta tu basura. Just so you know. And if you know Spanish, you know what that means. Aha. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Waiting your call, your comments on anything you heard about this morning. And I'd like to talk with you about it. And it's very simple. You just pick up the phone and do that. Yeah, click those numbers, 922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. And while we're waiting for a call, anybody ever hear of the Coastal Conservation Association, Maryland? The CCA? Pretty good group from what I can understand, part of them anyway. I think there's been a little shakeup a number of years ago. And when I met with them, 10 years ago, I didn't care much for them, but I think they've cleaned up their act a little bit. But today, or this was on September 25th, Tuesday, called upon its members to contact the Department of Natural Resources Secretary John Griffin and ask that the commercial industry be held accountable for the cost of its fishery. Right now, we'll talk to Claude in West Baltimore, and we'll continue this one later. Hey, Claude.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
All right. I'm out here on patrol doing my job protecting everybody.
Are you?
And it's down Jimmy Hoffa's body, supposedly.
Yeah, I heard.
That man's concrete.
Yeah, I heard that. Detroit.
So I guess the good thing about it is he wasn't marinated with the steaks.
Well, that's a good thing.
So how's your night going, buddy?
Well, I'm on the air. I'm trying to do a radio show here. But what about you? You find any wildlife out there on patrol?
Yeah, we got it under control. There ain't no mob bosses running around here where I'm at.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, buddy.
Hey, didn't your wife pass away?
Yeah, 2 years ago in August. Yeah, 2 years ago in August.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, wasn't it, Alan?
Yeah, I'd say that was 2 years ago in August.
Yeah. You going deer hunting this week?
Maybe. Depends on the wind. Perfect today. Northwest wind, perfect today. I don't think I'll get out there today, but yeah, we'll see.
Well, it's a bow season, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it only took how many years to find this guy? 30.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, and I don't care.
Right. I said that the same thing. Somebody told me that this morning. I said, "Well, he ain't looking for me." So
there you go.
I don't care. What I care.
He's
been dead for years.
Exactly. He has made no impact on my life that I know of, unless he made the cost of cars more expensive. But other than that, I don't know. He's a Teamster. That would have been the price of what? Goods that are shipped around the country.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody needs to be nice to each other.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Kindness.
Exactly. And that's why I'm being nice to you.
I heard that. Well, you're always nice, Alan. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
But, I mean, the world needs to be more kind to people.
That's true.
I went to a Dunkin' Donuts this morning and bought every cup of coffee.
Good for you. That's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do.
If everybody did something nice to somebody in the world, maybe it'd be a better place.
Well, I hope so. You're absolutely right.
All right, buddy. Have a good
Stay
weekend.
Safe out there, Claude.
All right, pal.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. We're going to talk more about CCA and its call to Secretary Griffin. Asking that the commercial industry, fishing industry, be held accountable for the cost of its fishery. See, recreational fishermen are pretty much self-sufficient. I think I mentioned something about the Sport Fish Restoration Fund this morning and how fishermen pay their way with a tax on fishing tackle and motorboat fuel. Which goes through the Internal Revenue Service, collected from the manufacturer on the manufacturer end, and the motorboat fuel tax is however that's done. It goes through the IRS. It goes back to the states through the Sport Fish Recreation Fund on a formula based on license sales and things like that. So we get money from the federal government that comes from you and I. We get our own money back, and it goes into... It goes into fisheries management and access and things like that. And there's the same fund on the hunting side called the Wildlife Restoration Fund. And now, of course, the administration wants to freeze $31 million of the Wildlife Restoration Fund and $34 million of the Sport Fish Restoration Fund because of the budget deal that was not reached. Sequestration, you know, where all the military jobs are going to be lost and our military is going to be cut by $500 billion. Do you know how much money that is? Sometimes we lose track of million, billion, trillion. but it's very simple to remember. Everybody wants to win $1 million. $1 million. A billion is 1,000 million. A trillion is 1,000 billion. Start thinking about that and get your head around that. You understand how much trouble we're in this country with our budget deficit. How much more money we spend than we take in is $16 trillion. That's 16, I can't even calculate it. $16,000 billion, $160,000 million, I can't even calculate, I can't even say. But a billion is 1,000 million, a trillion is 1,000 million. A billion, excuse me, a trillion is 1,000 billion, a billion is 1,000 million. A lot of money. A lot of money. But we'll talk more about this when we come back as far as the CCA's call. We'll talk about that. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. You know, Clyde's has great fish and tackle, too, and a lot of bait, a lot of different types of bait, live bait, that you can purchase and, you know, ask them about for any type of fishing that you want to do. And they'll be glad to tell you more about it. They even have a fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474. And you know how to ring that. If you're going fishing, you ought to ring that number off the hook. But Clyde is also at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108. Clyde's Sports, CLYDESSPORTS.com is the website. You guys getting ready for early muzzleloader season, or maybe you haven't gotten ready for bow season yet? We want you to get a new crossbow from Coda Bow or Parker. Take it out there, practice with it, get proficient with it, and enjoy your extended hunting season and the archery season. And then muzzleloaders, again, Thompson Center. They have the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, even some of the Thompson Center rifles. Full-line Browning dealer, too. That's Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242.